This month, we're expecting an inspection team to pay a visit to Oahu to see how we're doing at the Honolulu Zoo. The city lost its accreditation in 2016 for the first time, and the staff has been working to correct any deficiencies to get that seal of approval back. Two big problems, lack of dedicated funding, and a revolving door of zoo directors. Now, we invited former zoo director Ken Redman, who knows firsthand what the team will be looking for, since he's been tapped to do that for the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. He served as head of the Honolulu Zoo for 17 years. Accreditation, he tells us, used to be voluntary.
Now it is mandatory. Every 5 years, you must be inspected. And what AZA will send out, they'll send out three inspectors. One is a zoo director. In our case, zoo, it's not an aquarium. Zoo director, a veterinarian, and a general curator. A general curator is in charge of all the animal programs and all the zookeepers. So three people, and they will inspect the zoo very, very, I'll say it again, very thoroughly. On the commission, accreditation commission, there are 11 members and a chairman.
So the folks that will be coming this month are basically then, they're out in the field for like 1 or 2 days?
And oh, 2 days. For sure, 2 days. And our zoo has to pay all the expenses to fly them over here and to put them up, feed them, et cetera, et cetera. They are certainly a working group. Don't disturb them because they are going to work well into the evening and go on from there.
So they leave no stone unturned.
Catherine, are your socks in your drawer in your bedroom nicely lined up?
Yes.
Okay. You pass.
Okay.
When they arrive, they're going to start right away. They're going to ask a lot of questions of not just our zoo director, but they may even want to meet with the city staff, city and county staff, the managing director, the head of our enterprise services, and the budget director. That's going to be the zoo director's job. He's going to do administration stuff, while the general curator is going to be meeting with our staff.
Right, and he's focused in on the welfare of the animals.
Correct. And the veterinarian, of course, is animal health. And he's going to be looking at the facilities for taking care of the animals. What are the records for taking care of your animals? Do you have necropsy reports? Necropsy is autopsies, mm-hmm. And do you have facilities for quarantining animals and so forth and so on? So that's the veterinarian's job. There were major problems from the inspection. Were they addressed? Please, yes, were they addressed? If not, deep kimchi. There's also going to be minor problems. Were they addressed? Now, going back, Catherine, we didn't make everything with us blue ribbon one time. We were tabled. We didn't pass inspection, but we were given 1 year to make improvements. And then I had to appear before the commission to demonstrate we did make those improvements, and then we passed.
Right, and with the situation with our current zoo director, she's been there. She was an a bird keeper, I think. Hopefully, with her in the position as director, that will stave off that revolving door.
That for sure. She's a local. She's been in the zoo. She was there when I came. Mm-hmm. I came in 1991, and she was probably there from 1986, 1987, when she was a bird keeper, and then she came to a senior bird keeper. Then she went up to assistant zoo director and then director.
Right. So she's worked her way up, so she kind of knows the ropes.
Yeah. She knows animals.
Right.
And working with zookeepers and the union, she knows that stuff. And
right.
she's pretty darn good at that. But there's also budget and, all of that sort of stuff.
Talking about the animals now, as part of the whole plan for species survival plan.
Okay.
Talk about that, because that's one of the components, right, in conservation.
Exactly. It is a very, very important component. Let's go back one step here. There are taxonomic advisory groups. Okay, let's say apes. That's a taxonomic advisory group. Cats. That's a taxonomic advisory group. And then from there, let's go to, I said just cats. There will be a cheetah, SSP, Species Survival Plan. And the objective of a Species Survival Plan is to maintain 95% genetic variability in all the cheetahs in captivity. In other words, you don't want to have any inbreeding. You want to not inbreed your cheetahs.
We just got three girls.
Three girls.
Sisters, yes.
Yeah. And why? Because we have an empty exhibit. And cheetahs, you can find lions in a group, a pride of lions. You go to cheetahs are, you know, they're solitary. So as these girls, their sisters, get a little older, they're not going to get along. They're going to fight. So an SSP, Species Survival Plan, will decide this zoo over here needs to have this female cheetah, this zoo over there needs that female cheetah. Maybe our zoo can hold the one because she'll be by herself, but that's okay. She likes to be alone. But an SSP program will then say he is not related to the female cheetah in Honolulu, and we'll send that male to Honolulu, and we hope they will have babies.
Right, so it'll be matchmaking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They don't breed well in captivity, but, you know, you give it a shot.
Right, right.
You hope they will breed. And so the same story on the other two females we have. They will go to other zoos and make sure, as best as we can, that they're not distantly related.
Okay. So somebody's got this database mapped out.
Well, we don't call it a database. We call it a stud book.
Okay. All right. A stud book.
Now, the cheetah population in our zoos right now, in AZA zoos, are so closely related, you can do a skin graft on a cheetah and it takes on another. They're too darned closely related.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my favorite exhibits at the zoo is the chimps.
At the Sedgwick County Zoo, where I was at before, we had a number of chimps, and one of the chimps had a baby, and she didn't know how to raise it. We got a baby incubator from the hospital, and she was hypothermic. She was, you know, she was cold. She was dehydrated. And our veterinarian got her up to speed, got a little baby bottle for her, you know, for formula. And then my wife worked in a hospital at that time. She was a medical technologist. So I called up Evelyn, my wife, and said, guess what? You're going to have a little baby when you get home. And she raised the baby. I named it Binti. It means daughter in Swahili. We had Binti for about a year. And then it was determined that she was a chimpanzee, not a little human baby. So it was determined that we should send her to the Cleveland Zoo, where they were hand-raising a boy as well. Not related,
right.
Not related, but hand-raising a little boy that had been abandoned as well. Binti, as far as I know, went after that, as she got a little older, went to the Knoxville Zoo. SSP program, where she would be mated with an unrelated chimp. You'd have no real option to move your animals. You are obligated
to follow the rules.
Follow the rules, yeah.
So that is part of the whole plan that this inspection team will be looking at as they visit.
Are you involved? How many SSPs are you involved in to start with? Major importance is animal escape plan. In our cheetah exhibit, we let them out the first time when we had a brand new cheetah exhibit. They were rambunctious, and they were running all over the exhibit, and one of them came to the wall. Well, the book says cheetahs cannot jump higher than 8 feet. Wrong.
Interesting.
That was the cheetah never read that book. And she got up, front feet up, and managed to scramble on the top, and they're wide open to that area. And there's this lady with her youngster in a stroller. Wow, this is a really great zoo. You can see the animal right in front of you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
But we had an animal escape plan.
Close call.
And what do? You sound the alarm. You escort all your visitors to safe areas. And then cheetahs are very, very mild. And you just shush them over to the exhibit.
Thank heavens, cheetahs are mellow creatures. That was Honolulu Zoo Director Ken Redman talking about a close call with an escaped cheetah at our zoo. Redman, who spends his retirement years leading tours in Africa, has lots and lots of interesting animal stories to share. As for the accreditation, the commission will likely make its decision in April.